It has been used to help nonprofit organizations understand how to lead volunteers. And it has been taught in more than 120 countries around the world. Every time I talk about it, people ask questions and make observations. Those things have helped the five levels of leadership to become stronger and to develop greater depth. The concept is tested and proven. In addition, it offers several other benefits. The five levels of leadership provides a clear picture of leadership. How do people get a handle on leadership? For those who are not naturally gifted for it, leadership can be a mystery. For them, leading people is like walking down a dark corridor. They have a sense of where they want to go, but they can't see ahead, and they don't know where the problems and pitfalls are going to lie. For many people in the academic world, leadership is a theoretical exercise, an equation whose variables are worthy of research, study, and rigorous debate. In contrast, the five levels of leadership is visually straightforward, so anyone can learn it. The five levels of leadership defines leading as a verb, not a noun. Leadership is a process, not a position. There was a time when people used the terms leadership and management interchangeably. I think most people now recognize that there is a significant difference between those two terms.